Phoenix Audio presents
The Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. The sun was already sinking into the hills to the west of the valley when Flick Olmsford began his descent. Alone in the silent darkness, he noticed the unusual stillness that captivated the entire valley this evening. The deep silence was particularly unsettling in view of the rumors of a frightening black-winged creature sighted in the night skies north of the valley only days earlier. But nothing stirred in the trees about him, and Flick felt embarrassingly relieved. He was so intent on the trail ahead that he failed to notice the huge black shadow that seemed to rise up suddenly. The dark figure was almost on top of the veil man before Flick sensed its presence looming up before him like a great black stone. With a startled cry of fear, he whipped out the long, thin dagger at his waist. "Wait a moment, friend. I am no enemy." Flick could see the fellow more clearly now. He was definitely human, though at least 7 feet tall. The darkened face was long and deeply lined. The overall appearance was all blackness and size. "I thought you were a thief," Flick mumbled. "You were mistaken," was the quiet retort. "You must learn to know a friend from an enemy. Now then, let's have your name."
"Flick Olmsford. My father's Curzad Olmsford. He manages an inn in Shady Vale, about a mile or two from here."
"Shady Vale. That is where I am going. You have a brother?"
"How did..."
"Oh, well, doesn't every young Vale man have a brother somewhere?"